With me now is Robin Armstrong, an economic geologist here at the museum. Robin, we both use remote sensing to explore for minerals, be they on the surface of Earth or Mars. But generally speaking, we're using visible light or infrared light, which is reflected off the planet's surface, and we use that to study mineralogy. But here, we're looking at a radar image.
There's a reason for that, and one of the problems with Venus is that its atmosphere is so thick, it's full of CO2, a little bit of sulfur dioxide as well. And our infrared or our normal techniques can't penetrate that atmosphere, so we can't see the surface. So in this case, we're going to use radar because we can use an active beam that goes down, reflects off the surface and shows us what the nature of Venus's topography is. So it shows us some very interesting features, particularly in this image. We can start to see features which we might interpret as being lava flows, etc.
So in the bottom left corner of this image, these really bright areas, to me those look like the shapes of lava flows, and they're probably bright because they're scattering a lot of the radar energy.
So one of the issues with these lava flows is that we've done very little about the composition of them. We have to remember that Venus is the hottest planet in the solar system, so any probe which has been sent there only lasts for a short period of time. The Soviets managed to do that, but the amount of information we got back was limited.
Yes, Venus is definitely due for another mission to explore the surface of this scalding hot planet.